Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're talking about Brock Purdy. And I want to make something clear. I'm not saying that these two games will determine what's going to happen with Brock Purdy.
I got you.
But you can't tell me that there's not an added level of importance now that he's going to play a game without these two players. Now, listen, Brock Purdy as a starter is 18-5. He's been terrific.
Yeah.
Okay. But he didn't look great in the three-game losing streak last year. He looked so-so on Sunday, now he's going to play two more games shorthanded. So I think it's more than fair to two games from now, he will have played 25 games. And if he's 18-7, and you start to say, we haven't played well, not Purdy, but we haven't played well when we're missing some of our key guys, it's something that that to me absolutely positively goes into the equation when you're assessing him. That's all. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Oh boy.
What we got now?
Well, we got that guy from Boston. I'm going to keep him on hold.
Oh, he's hot.
I'm going to keep him
on
hold.
And Philmore Mike checked in, sent a personal text.
God.
He's so disgruntled, he couldn't even pick up the phone to call. Yeah. It was a personal shot. I'm a jinx. So now they lost because I'm a jinx. I had the Niners winning the game going away. But that
Who's
lets
a jinx?
You know.
You
he's, yeah, not you, not us. I am.
You're not.
Yeah, I know I'm not, but that lets you know where he's at. He's down in the dumps. Lauri Matthews, too. They lash out.
Guess what, Steiny? You are not doing a great job.
Lamont in Oakland. Hey, Lamont, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
So, my opinion is this. I don't think we're going to be able to see. It's like a double-edged sword being a quarterback for Kyle Shanahan because he's such a good coach and a strategic guy that he's so good at utilizing a lot of other things and a lot of other positions that I don't know if any quarterback gets their fair share of blame or fair share of credit being his quarterback because his system is so like potent and it works so well. I mean, even when you look at the last two games of the running game, like this dude ran for 150 and 100-something yards on Sunday. Like, all those things are still intact. So I honestly don't believe that we're going to really, because I don't see Kyle just saying, okay, make a play, quarterback. He hasn't really done that with Jimmy or with Purdy. And so I don't know. And until he gets like a top-tier quarterback, so it's kind of, I don't know, echoes your point, Steiny, about we're not sure how good Purdy is. We know he's good, right?
Right, yeah.
We're not sure how good he is because unless Kyle lets him have the reins, but if Kyle's looking at his system and saying, look, this is still working. We can still win games without. Now, McCaffrey and Debo are both out, right? But the reality is we kind of know they're probably going to be in these games.
Right.
If their running game still works, their defense is good enough, the offensive line holds just enough, right, then they'll probably still be able to win these football games. And I don't know if, like, their roster almost has to be worse off, I guess, in a weird sort of way. And their system has to be almost worse to be able to, like, okay, Brock, you got to be the Band-Aid and fix this stuff, right? Because a lot of other things are still intact. I mean, McCaffrey's out, but they still got a 100-yard rusher the last two games. They don't have the best receiver out of the backfield, but they get in the rushing game, right?
Yep.
Debo is out now, but I'm sure Kittle, I'm sure Jennings, I'm sure Ayuk will be able to kind of, like, make it happen because it's still going to be based on a running game and their defense is still going to be solid, I would hope. And so I don't know if we're going to really get the full, like, what is Brock able to do, but also what he's not able to do. Because Kyle's system is so good that, like, it really is like a Band-Aid and a cover-up for whether you, we don't even know how good Purdy is still, which is weird, right? Like, we actually still don't know how good he is, and it's not because he hasn't had opportunity, but it's because of the system. You got the best player in the league, McCaffrey, best offensive player in the league is McCaffrey. It's not him, right? And then you look at their defense. So the way the system is set up, I don't know if we're ever going to see how good Brock is. And he still might get the money, no doubt. But I just don't know if we're ever going to actually see what Brock could do without Kyle's system and without the weapons that he has. Even with injury, I think Kyle's going to find a way to make this thing be efficient and get it done.
Good stuff, Lamont. I know. First of all, I do agree with you. And if I'm making it sound like, oh, the next two games, it's going to be black and white.
No, you're just saying it means something.
Yeah, but no, but I agree with Lamont. Like, it's no matter what happens, I guarantee you it's not going to be obvious. Oh, my God, this guy's a superstar, Oh, my God, he's a bust. It's definitely going to be a shade of gray in terms of what people think of it. I guess here's what I'm saying is, like, if I'm not expecting Brock Purdy to go out without those guys and throw for 350 yards and three touchdowns, probably because he's not going to be asked to do that. What I do want to see is Brock Purdy not lose him a game if he has to do more than he usually does.
Right.
If he can, if they can win these games without those weapons, and Purdy is efficient, and he doesn't turn the ball over.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, then it's like, man, we got a guy here who's pretty good.
Did you feel that way Sunday? What did you, like, everything you just said, how would Sunday fit into that? Because I thought it was one of his worst games.
I thought he was okay.
Yeah, he wasn't a bum, but it wasn't. He'll tell you it wasn't his best day. And this is how I know it wasn't his best day, Steiny, and how he didn't pass the test. He went up to the D.C. after the game and told him, your scheme is crazy. And when you say that, it's you're giving respect, okay. But you're letting them know you fooled me.
Okay,
I fooled was me off once, my game.
Shame on me.
But guess what? The Rams are probably going to do. Go look at that, and they don't have the same players. But let's not get it twisted. This is not the Reggie White. The Vikings defense is currently constructed are not the Reggie White Eagles of the '90s. You know. So I'm just saying when you put that on tape, Brock, and people could laugh at me. It's fine. Just know, okay, let's see what they were trying to do.
But see, I look at
bring
that
the kitchen sink at you and then drop guys back in coverage to confuse you. Right. And I'm not saying that worked, but it is what it is. That game was about to be 27-7, and you could put the kids to bed. And you could put throw the ball all up and down the field in the fourth, make the stats look good. But we saw what we saw. And again, I'm not saying Brock was the sole reason. Hell no. He was on his back six times. Guys couldn't get open. Couldn't block. Couldn't stop the run. Couldn't stop the pass.
I mean, like Matt Stafford. They didn't give up 40 points.
They were on their way.
But they didn't. They were going to go in for 27. And Fred Warner is one of the best defensive players in football, and he made an incredible play. Right.
But if you're relying on that luck to follow you every Sunday, and the luck you had,
it ran out.
Luck? No, it was that play was nine times out of ten a dude at the 2 yard line is going to get in. And Fred was great.
He's forced 14 fumbles with the punch.
I guess you're missing my point. Hmm. That came on a screen pass to Aaron Jones, who was about to take it in for 25 yards. Handle your business. Where is that stout Niner defense? And this is what I forgot real quick here before last break. Stani, of all the dudes, and I think Lubman in the morning show put up, and I could be wrong here, the poll, we never once mentioned Bosa stepping up his game.
Get two sacks.
No, you know what I mean. A game wrecker.
I set the edge.
I don't care about sacks with both. I want pressures. Really? I want game wrecker.
Sacks better than pressure.
I want to see the Derek Carr throw the ball in the turf because the quarterback knew you was coming. I want to see that ferocious beast. He ain't living up to that money.
Who? Say it.
No, I ain't saying that because he don't.
The bottom line is the highest paid players on the team have not gotten it done the first 2 weeks. That's really what we're talking about.
I'm not mad at that.
McCaffrey, he's hurt.
Yeah.
Trent Williams,
I'm not mad
he's
at
been
that.
Subpar. Ayuk, nuh-uh. Bosa, Who else
Warner's
is high
the only
paid?
One, Warner. Warner and Kittle have been balling.
Warner's
and Mason.
10th highest paid player.
No Mason in there.
Right, so the 10th highest paid player and your backup running back have been the best bright spots on the team. Let's go to, all right, I'll go to him, J-Dog. This could be it for J-Dog.
Why would you say that?
Because I can tell. I can tell. Something's coming here. What's up, J-Dog? Hey, hold on 1 second. I'm dead serious. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. If you don't know J-Dog in Boston, he's got a mailman named Eric, who he thinks could coach better than Kyle Shanahan. The floor is yours, J-Dog.
Well, I thank you for the graciousness of the Stani and Guru show. We know Stani's on the payroll. Shout out to the fans of Minnesota. Shout out to the fans of the 49ers. My first game, I was there, boots on the ground. One of the best atmospheres I've ever been in my lifetime. The San Francisco 49ers showed out. Shout out to everybody. But there's one guy I don't want to give a shout out to. Can you guess who that is, Danny?
Possibly. Nick Sorensen.
No. Not quite. Your boy, the guy who's writing your checks, Steiny, Kyle Shanahan. I'm so sick of the hall pass that you guys keep giving me. Why are these guys not ready to play, Steiny? You know, why Trent Williams? I've never seen him have a bad game like that. That's the worst game I've ever seen him play. And no one's ready to play. This game could have been 28-30-7. This game could have got out of hand. Thank God for the greatness of the great Fred Warner, because it was about to get ugly. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This was embarrassing. I blame it on your boy Kyle Shanahan. Start with the hall pass. Stani, tell it like it is. I know you're on the payroll. Tell it like it is. J-Dog from Boston. I love everybody, man. And I'm out, man. I love you, baby. Yeah. I don't like it is,
cool. No, we do it every day, 10 to 2. 10 to 2. But to Kyle, here I go. Bonte got me with this word. I ain't caping up for Kyle, J-Dog. Did he get lost on the 97-yard bomb?
Hey, but he called Sorensen, messed it up.
Did he give up six sacks? Now, what he didn't do, J-Dog, is give the ball to the beast, the mutant.
Only 20
in the
times.
Backfield in the red zone. That was Kyle's biggest error. But, yeah. Man, this season's taking a turn. And when I say taking a turn, not for the worst, just it's go time now.
No Super Bowl champion has ever won a Super Bowl without adversity. I love it.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.